From New York City, the world-famous Comedy Cellar presents Live from America Podcast. Live from America Podcast. With Noam Dorman and Hatem Gabber. Live from America Podcast. Where the top experts in the world and the best comics in the nation get together weekly to discuss today's issues as they cover news, culture, politics, comedy, and more with an equal part of knowledge and comedy. And now, here are your hosts, Hatem Gabber and Noam Dorman.
Hello and welcome to Live from America Podcast. This is Hatem, as usual, with Noam Dorman, the owner of the legendary Comedy Cellar. Happy New Year, everyone. About a week ago, we had an amazing show. It was live on YouTube. It was a recap of the past year. And we had more than 30 comedians and experts. It was an amazing show. It lasted for about like 4 or 5 hours. It's still available in our channel. You can go to Live from America Podcast on YouTube, or you can go to our website and then press the link from there to YouTube. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to have a special episode. I'm going to air the first hour of that special. You'll find Colin Quinn, Rich Voss, Greg Rogel, Jay McBride, so many more. So you can get a taste. And then if you want to watch the whole thing, you can go back to our YouTube channel and watch the whole thing. And here we go. Enjoy. All right. Here we go. Good evening and welcome to the Comedy Cellar 2021 recap show. Woo! Another year in the books. Yes, we do this show every year where we get the best comedians in the world, top experts, and Noam. To do a recap and review of the whole year. It's going to be so much fun. My name is Hatem. I'm going to be your host for this amazing evening with Noam Dorman, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, and our producer, comedian Mike Suarez.
Let's go.
And we're going to be here all night. And by that, I mean me and Mike.
I have to leave at 6:40. I told you 5:40, 6:40, I meant.
But then you're going to come back.
Then I'm going to come back, yeah.
Yeah. But so sit back, relax. We're going to have a great night tonight. The best comedians in the world, best experts. We have an amazing lineup. Colin Quinn, Judy Gold. I want to forget everybody. Rich Voss, Coleman Hughes, Harry Enten, Danny Savalas from NBC, Kurt Metzger, so many. So it's going to be amazing. And what we're going to do is like every half an hour, we're going to switch guests. So we're going to have two fresh new comedians and an expert. Noam, how was your year?
This year was good, right? I mean, it's ending on a downer, but January through December, I got vaccinated in the beginning of the year, and then the summer and everything was very good, and business has been good, and we reopened. So compared to the year prior, this was a very, very good year, and now we're dealing with this, which we don't know how this is turning out yet.
But you say the Comedy Cellar like rebounded pretty strong, right?
Very strongly, yeah.
And I said that the last recap show last year, and you disagreed with me. Remember, I told you your place is gonna be booming because people wanted to see comedy.
I'm sure I didn't disagree with you. I'm sure I said, "Well, we'll see."
You were more skeptical a little bit, right, Mike? You remember?
I want to play there someday, so leave me out of it.
This is the problem of having Noam here. We can't have honest opinion, you know. But Noam is actually
Noam was a very cautious cat.
Yeah, but he's good as like disagreeing with he can like comics and not perform at the Cellar, and he can not like comics and they perform at the Cellar. I think it's two different lines.
Trust me, Mike. You should probably say something I don't like, so that way, when you never make the Cellar, you can tell yourself, "Oh, it's because I insulted him." you won't have to.
So you are almost sold out, or sold out for New Year's Eve. In case anybody watching and they want to come in.
No, we're not sold out yet. We're almost sold out, but yeah. I think some of the shows are sold out. But we're off a normal, like normally we'd be sold out 2 weeks ago. We still have some seats. I expect we're going to be totally sold out by showtime, but you know, people are canceling the last minute with Omicron. That can happen. You know, there's no way. But like I told you before we went on, but whatever happens, happens, Hatem. You know, what am I going to do?
Yeah. What about you, Mike? How was your year?
My year was good. I got to move to Harlem, so it's been good. No longer on the far outskirts of Brooklyn. And
you got to
live pretty well for
live
me.
In Harlem or leave Harlem? Because it can go either
there.
Way. Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually in Manhattan good. Now.
Where were you coming from that moving to Harlem is a big improvement for you?
far Brooklyn.
Actually, Harlem is pretty nice now, right? Harlem is pretty nice.
It was really nice before I moved there.
You could tell how nice it was going to be. It's a little bit on pause right now. But
if you had said in like 1979, oh, it's been a really good year. I got to move to Harlem. That would have been like a first class joke. Like people would have just started laughing. They would have, you know, they would assume it was just a joke.
Yeah. All right. So ready to start the show. Let's get a couple of our guests in. Huh? No, we started already, but I'm saying, you know, the recap. We're going to talk about the year. We're going to talk about everything in the year. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about everything. Politics, news, pop culture. Do you see how I like the pop culture? entertainment, comedy, of course, everything. So later on, we're going to have Colin Quinn and Rich Voss. But now we're going to have from Crashing, Greg Rogel and Jay McBride. They're going to join us in a second. Oh. And they are here.
Yeah,
Jay.
I like the picture, Jay.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
What's happening?
Oh, you know.
Hey, why did Mike sign off?
Yeah, Mike, stay on.
Transphobe.
Because he's producing as well, so you have to do it like behind the...
Transphobe.
And Rogel is connecting through audio.
Greg has a dial-up, so he's like...
Jay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Hey, what's
good
up, Greg?
To see you.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
A little better. A little better. I feel more like in a fog than I feel sick.
Jay's quarantining as you speak.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
How many days?
Sorry to hear that, man.
Two more days.
Two more days.
Yeah. Miguel,
great to see you.
Yeah. I came down with COVID last week, so. I think the new CDC guidelines, I can go out as long as I don't take my mask off ever. So.
Yeah. They say 5 days now.
Yeah, 5 days and then 5 days with wearing a mask the whole time you're out.
Yeah, they basically just threw their hands up in the air. I mean, we're just all going to get fucking COVID. And that's the only way out of this, I think, at this point, is through
it. Yeah, exactly.
That's how we beat herpes.
I didn't beat herpes.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not...
Yeah, maybe at some point, you know, you should have people around you wear a mask and you don't wear a mask. If I was in charge, I would do that. I have the people around me wear a mask because they have money.
You know, there are still people out there that still don't know how to wear a mask. I mean, it's been 2 years and you get on the subway and a third of the subway has their fucking noses still sticking out of the top of the mask. You know, it really is. It's monkey level comprehension and it's just it's disturbing. That, you know, and that's the most disturbing part of this pandemic, just to see how many people are just so goddamn clueless. I mean, you're only an inch away from not being a mentally challenged monkey, you know?
No,
I mean,
we're children. There's a reason why they give us stickers when we're vaccinated, you know? I mean, like, I feel like a lot of people, the sticker, without the sticker, it's a deal breaker.
Oh, absolutely, you know, sing happy birthday twice while washing
your
hands as a simpler alternative to counting to 20.
right.
Or just having a sense for 20 seconds as a grown adult, but
yeah, it's or be like, how about clean? You know, just you know how long, roughly. You know,
what if you had a bad birthday?
Was that washing your hands didn't matter anyway?
Yeah, what if you had a bad birthday and it's a bad memory to sing happy birthday because you were alone the whole time? It's like happy birthday alone. You're so used to that. It's like fuck again.
Like my Christmas.
Exactly. So I thought,
what does happy birthday sound like in your country, Hatem? Is that like the call to prayer? What does it sound like?
Let's enjoy the silence after Norm's joke bombing. Racist joke bombing. Just enjoy the
racist
silence.
Joke. It's beautiful music.
It is beautiful music.
Yeah.
So I want to start with something fun. So I wanted to start with the, you know, each year Google puts up a list of the top trending stuff, you know, things that people search as a collective, as a country. And it's really interesting to me because you, like to Greg's point, you can really see how dumb some people are, you know? Because this is not one or two people researching. This is overall the results. And I encourage people to see it. You can see the global results, and then you can see the US results. So you can see how different we are from everybody else. It's incredible. So the first list is in the search, most search is how to be, you know, I thought that was interesting. So the first one is how to be eligible for stimulus check. Fair enough, right?
Don't you have to be born in America? I mean, isn't that pretty much the answer?
Is it, I guess, yeah.
I think the first round, everybody got them. And then I think the last one, I think, you know, some of the top people didn't get them, right? So if you're searching, am I eligible? You're eligible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
anybody yeah. could afford not to search didn't
yeah.
search.
Not to mention, if you need to search for it, like if you have money, you have somebody search for you. You know what I'm saying? You have the answers. Like, I don't think Noam... Did you search how eligible for a stimulus check?
No, I paid somebody to do it for me. Of course, I did my own searching.
You didn't bother to search. I mean, you know, it's not.
But this was the number one search: how to be. Okay,
oh, and the second one wasn't about Kim Kardashian. I'll give you that. At least they're searching for something practical. You know,
well,
what I mean?
Don't push it. The number two search is how to be more attractive.
Oh, there you go.
You see.
And well, then if the you can start by taking off the maggot cap, I think that would help.
How to be a more attractive.
How are you sure you're not making this up? Where did you get this information from?
The internet, Google. Which would explain a lot of why it's...
What I liked on number 10 was how to be more romantic, which I hope when someone Googled that, the first response was Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito. Because if that's not a modern-day Romeo and Juliet, I don't know what is.
But this list, Noam, is by Google. It's not by me. So,
how could how to be a flight attendant be number 7?
Yeah, I don't know.
My favorite in this one is number 5.
It'll be stewardess until the day I die.
No, number 4 and number 5. I'm imagining a boyfriend and a girlfriend in the same room Googling. So number 4 was a girl, and she said, how to be a baddie. And the number 5 is how to be a good boyfriend. See how we thinking versus how unbelievable. How to be a baddie?
I think if you're using terms like baddie, you're not a baddie.
Yell that, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're baddie at life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so next category. What?
I don't want to, you know, be skeptical of your searching ability, but I don't think this is right. I just don't believe this.
No, the rest of the world know they're right. And you have, for those who don't know Noam, he liked to question everything. He's a conspiracy theory.
I think Noam has always been guilty of overestimating people. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Always. I'll send you the link. It's.
I think Noam has always been guilty of overestimating people.
The fact.
Am I being recorded?
I'll send you the link.
Someone's playing it in the background.
Okay. This is where you got wrong. I knew it. I looked it up. These are not. I'm sorry. I'm wrong here. These are just the searches that start with how to be.
Yes.
These are not yes. the top searches of the year. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I was tuned out for a second. Now I get it. Okay, that's yeah. I'm sorry. I retract. Go ahead.
Yes.
So somebody's listening to this live.
Yeah. Somebody turn the volume down.
Yeah. Noam, you are.
Somebody's listening to this.
Echoing.
Yeah. Somebody turn the volume down.
Yeah. Noam, you are. Echoing.
Oh, it's on Hatem's side.
See, when you got the headphones, no echo.
Yeah.
It was hot, Tim. Okay. And now he's muted. I hope nobody wants their money back.
Yeah, somebody should be Googling how to use Zoom.
See, yeah, I think that was 2020. That was last year. Everyone mastered it by now.
Somebody should be Googling how to use Zoom.
Okay, let's just all confess. Who is listening to this show at the same time we're broadcasting it? If you are...
Right, there's one liar. Tim, I think it's you. I think it's a Tim.
Clearly, it's Hatem. He's fixing it right now.
Yeah. That's better, Hatem. Okay, the second. So, go ahead, Hatem.
All right, there we go. So we fixed the problem. Sorry about that. There you go. So whoever it was, it wasn't me. So just for those who missed that part, Noam was wrong and I was right. All right, so the next part is the most searched people. Who do you think that was the number one search?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, because you sent us a list that
I know. I didn't think that you're actually going to read it.
I didn't realize
that makes sense, right?
Well, why'd you send it to us then?
You know, because I think we're not going to discuss everything. Like the top one or two is good, but I think some of the like top tens are like, it's like kind of like very interesting, you know?
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, Alec Baldwin makes sense. You know, Tiger Woods. Okay. It's an accident. Trevor Scott. Like,
why
something
Tiger Woods?
Horrible happened to you?
I think Alec Baldwin makes sense at all. I mean, two people got accidentally shot on a movie set. You know, for, especially a movie that's probably going to go straight to Amazon. I mean, who wants to shell out $20 to see an Alec Baldwin Western? I mean, isn't that really the bigger tragedy?
Yeah.
Right. What's up? Yeah.
Why would Tiger Woods be number two in 20?
Because he have a car crash, bad car crash. He was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot.
Yeah.
For like,
I'm saying, so if I accidentally shoot someone, I might be Googled next year. Is all you're saying.
Yeah. But it has to be top accidentally.
Yeah, and you have to kill them.
All right. I'm out.
Yeah. They have to die. Not you have to kill them. Sorry.
Pete Davidson is number nine. Who saw that coming when this young boy waltzed into the Comedy Cellar? That's unbelievable. Good for him.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. He's,
I never thought he'd be far. Number nine on a Thames list. I certainly didn't.
It's crazy. I remember like one time at Race Wars, they told me like, oh, we want to get Pete Davidson and you because his dad passed out in 9/11. I was like, okay, so I understand why he's there. Why am I there? It's like 9/11. He passed out in 9/11.
Because of racism.
Like, yeah, what's my part? Like, why you want me?
Could you wear a turban? Could you wear a turban and
okay, so
be
the
angry.
So the next search category is how to pronounce, and I've been in that list a lot. But this one, number two, is crazy to me. How to pronounce Michael Jackson?
You can pronounce really? That pedophile.
Okay, well, let's have some fun. Hatem, I want you to pronounce. Fun.
I know exactly that you're going to do this. That's why I went straight to Michael Jackson. I can't pronounce anything in this list.
I'm
not even looking at
these. These are good. Say them, Hatem. What's the first one?
No, Dogecoin, I know.
Is it Dogecoin or Dogecoin? I don't know.
I think it's Dogecoin.
I mean, D-O-G-E would be Doge.
Well, there's how to pronounce Kamala Harris. How to pronounce Kabul. I know how to do that.
Is it quinoa?
Quinoa. Quinoa.
Quinoa. Elon Musk's son's
charcuterie.
Name.
Charcuterie.
But you know what? You know what's not on this
Qatar.
List? Is L-A-T.
Qatar.
No,
Qatar.
Qatar. L-A-T-I-N-X. I would have thought that would have made the list. I'm not sure anybody. How do you pronounce it? I don't know.
What is that?
Is Latinx. It Latinx or is it Latinx? Yeah. I don't know. People say Latinx.
We don't really use that word.
I'm
just surprised it didn't make the list.
A pinky and a little tinky.
Okay, next one. The news in the COVID, in the middle of the COVID, the number one search is Mega Million. And AMC stock and then stimulus checks. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm against these mega jackpot. You know, I just think it's irresponsible to be doling out that kind of money to any degenerate that could just wander into a convenience store. I mean, if I've learned anything from social media over the past 5 years, it's that one out of every seven Americans is clinically insane. Yes. So even though the odds of you winning $500 million is one in 500 million, the odds of a lunatic winning that money is one in seven. I mean, we are dangerously close to creating real supervillains.
Probably higher than one in seven if you think that the people who buy lottery tickets are skewed towards the insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't sell them at Four Seasons. You know, you pretty much have to.
People like me, we don't buy lottery tickets. We pay people to buy them for us, right?
No, and the thing is, like, you never hear a successful story. It's like, hey, Elon Musk, how did you? Well, I won a Mega Million, and then from there, like, there's not one successful story about somebody who won that kind of money. You
people
know,
can't handle that kind. Most people can't handle that kind of money, or one of the relatives will just kill them. You know?
I had a professor in college who actually won it twice. I mean, the first time was like 40 million. The second time was like a quarter million or something like that.
Why would you
keep crazy?
Yeah. Well, the second time he bought a million lottery tickets. Though.
Right. The second time I thought, like, why? At that point, don't you stop? I mean.
And then he paid somebody to actually scratch them for him.
You there, boy, with the strong back.
Scratch boy, get in here.
Fetch me a scratcher.
I think the lottery is. Regressive, and it encourages, the state should not be encouraging people to make bets on odds that, with money they can't afford. You know, where do they promote these lotteries and things that poor people see, billboards in bad neighborhoods? These people, these lotteries, it's terrible how they try to get poor people to buy lottery tickets.
Yeah, and originally,
it keeps the masses entertained. I mean, this is all you're doing. You're just giving false hope to people who really don't have any fucking hope.
Originally, they said like all the money would go towards education too. That's the way it was originally planned. What ended up happening is they said, holy shit, we're making a lot of money. So they ended up putting it in with the rest of the taxes and it goes around like everything else. So, which is kind of messed up. It was a little bit of a bait and switch.
It's terrible. It's just an immoral way to raise money for the government, in my opinion. I'm not against people necessarily being allowed to make bets or whatever it is, but the idea that the government has an interest in maximizing the revenue it can get from a bet that no smart person would ever make.
Right. It's idiot tax, they call it.
Is immoral. Idiot tax is a good way to put it, yeah.
I mean, if you can control yourself and play like once every 5 minutes, it's okay. That's what they told me, no?
What are you going to do?
I'm so stupid. If I buy one, it may be like 3 times a year I'll buy one, you know, 4 times. I don't even remember to check it most of the time.
I've never bought a lottery ticket in my entire life. Never.
Oh, really? Good for you.
When I was young, when I first, I used to work at a factory in Far Rockaway years ago when I was 18 years old, the corrugated box plant. And the foreman, he used to buy a bunch of lottery tickets and we'd all give him a little bit of money and we'd all pool it together. You know what I mean? But I've never actually bought a lottery.
But it's funny that it's number one is Mega Million, you know, and then later on is like results of.
You know who buys a lottery tickets?
What's
whoever's,
that?
Whoever's right in front of me online at the gas station or CVS when I have to get the fuck out quickly. Has that ever happened to everybody? They're like getting like 10 lottery tickets.
Well, they have those daily numbers too. Those like 3 daily numbers. They do those every single day. And people buy like dozens of them. They're like, yeah, playing the numbers today. It's insane to me.
I think, I'm not sure. I think it's Colin or Nick DiPaolo. One of them have this joke. It's like, if you really want to piss somebody off, you know, when they in front of you buying tickets, when they don't say, I'll have the exact same numbers.
I'm gonna go with Colin on that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds more like Colin. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Nick DiPaolo have another one
that you can't say on this show.
Yeah, DiPaolo's joke had the N word in it.
Okay, the next most search category is or. Like I would thought my first guess was like Pfizer or Moderna, you know, right. But it was like number 6 or 7, I guess. The first one was effect, which is something I would do, you know.
I got to pull up this list you're reading from here. Hold on.
Was that a bad thing to say? I was just kidding around about Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bad thing to say what?
Never mind. Go ahead. He would never make a joke with the N word in it. Go ahead.
You haven't read the list that I sent you. It's a very fun list. I think people should go to Google search and just even, you know, I tried to do a different country. I tried to see Israel, but they printed in Hebrew. So each country, they printed with their original language. So because I wanted to see how different, you can only compare the globe to a country, but if you want to compare country to country.
It doesn't matter to cut and paste the Hebrew letters into Google Translate and see what it means.
Yeah, but I wasn't interested. I said I wanted to see, but I wasn't that interested to waste my time trying to see how Israel thinks.
And you have lots of Jewish friends, Israeli friends who could have told you that too.
I wouldn't call them friends, but yeah.
Well with
you. Boom. That's number one. Okay, let's see. Celebrities search together. Of course, Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, I'm sitting this one out. I have zero interest in.
Yeah, me too. All right, so let's move on. Okay, how to help
really?
Others?
Really? I figure that's like the one like I don't know, just like in a cheesy sort of like ooh, you know, kind of thing. I don't know.
I just feel like there's so.
Yeah, there's not because you know you'll be pissed. Like, who cares about them breaking up and then coming back together? I mean, I guess some people do, but like to be number one search. And celebrities that's, together.
Now, with all the controversy that Chappelle got into with his trans remarks, it doesn't show up on the search, any of the top searches.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, it's not, because enough time has gone by, I think. You know,
well, also,
so much shit has happened in between Dave Chappelle.
He's on there.
I'm sure it's up.
He's on here.
It's just a nonstop. It's been a nonstop shitstorm. I mean,
he's under actors.
I see. Okay. Yeah, number seven, Dave Chappelle.
But just above Bo Burnham, who?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just been.
I don't know.
This has been a dumbing down trend lately. This bothers me. Here's a trend that's going on. All of a sudden, we stopped using, we started using verbs as nouns, which all started with Neil deGrasse Tyson when he coined the phrase, do you science? And he was saying it, ironically, because he's a genius. But do you Chipotle is not genius. It's just poor grammar, you know? And like every commercial now, they're doing this, and it's like they missed the fucking joke.
They should have a Do You Mega Millions? Do You Mega Millions? And then that would be perfect.
Say that again?
They should have a Do You Mega Millions?
I'm sure they do. Oh, I bet you they do. Perfect. You know?
They have Mega Millions.
Do you Wi-Fi? That's Verizon's. I mean, it's like, oh, God. In a way, I'm glad we're at the end of civilization because it's just embarrassing.
But you know what? To Norm's point, it's interesting. Like, in actors, you know, if you look at the list from the 10, Alec Baldwin is the first and Pete Davidson is the second. But the canceled or the want to cancel actors like Chappelle and what's her name from?
Gina Carano.
Gina. So three of them in the list from the cancel culture, if we want to call it that, you know.
We talked about him also. I was surprised he was under actors.
Well, Olivia Wilde and Dog the Bounty Hunter were both there for something too. I'm like Dog. I'm sure it was the N-word. Olivia, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. All right, let's go to how to help others. People that search how to help others. You know,
really?
Obviously, Afghan refugees, Texas, India with COVID. But let's see something interesting. How to help family member with depression. Leave? I don't know. How do you help family member with depression? This is interesting. Norm, I wanted to ask you, how to help your teen make friends?
I'm just disappointed there's not something here about erectile dysfunction. It's making me feel a little...
I'm sorry, I know you research it.
They always tell you, it happens to everybody. It happens to everybody, but Google doesn't lie.
That's because it's on the subways. It's on like every subway now. There's an ad for erectile dysfunction.
I'm feeling very alone.
You know what's funny is like they say you're not as honest as you are with your search engine, you know? So, like you always say, like, it's probably happened to everybody, but it's not.
So Hatem, there's a book called Everybody Lies. I think that's the name of it. And we should get the author on the podcast. And it's a book about all the information that all the insights that he's gotten about the world through analyzing Google search data. And it's, I only read like the first chapter and then I didn't continue with it, but not because it wasn't good. I just got caught up with something else, but he'd be a really good author for the book. Jay, wear a mask.
I'm alone. Yeah, wear a mask. Alone. Via Zoom. Just me and my Christmas tree. It's actually... Someone said it looks like it's 20 feet behind me, but it's literally like I could touch it.
Don't touch those balls, Jay.
Fondle them. Give them the tickle. Give them the tickle.
When do you take it off? After New Year's?
No, I'm leaving it up. This is the last Christmas we're ever having. I'm leaving it as a reminder before either the world splits in two.
So by the way, we Hatem asked, do we all have a good year? But Jay, did Jay answer? Because she didn't say what a great year she did have opening. She opened for Louis C.K.
It was a good year, knock on wood.
Madison Square Garden. She got the outstanding reviews of the show again and again and again. And I will say that although my cynical side said, the press is always going to like be so like, kind to the trans comedian, whatever it is. I spoke to many people who were at the show and they all said that, and people who would not have been skewed in any kind of politically correct way, that Jay was the outstanding performer of the show. And she knows that this is true. So that must have made you feel like $1 million this year.
No, I had a great year. I had Just for Laughs. I had a lot of great things happen to me. So I can't really complain. I mean, yeah, I can. I'll do it on stage. I mean,
it's literally to round out the end of your life.
Right.
I mean, Madison, next year, Madison Square Garden, you do the whole thing. Just you.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
Madison Square Garden's going to be a shelter for the survivors of
yeah.
this year.
I know. I have anyway, a better... Yeah, there's. I have an easier year. Time playing for the Knicks than I do headlining. Like, if I'm going to play Madison Square Garden.
Greg, how was your year?
I was glad to get back to work, you know.
Yeah.
So that was good. I mean, it just got fucked up again. So I'm a little disturbed about that, you know.
Not so bad.
So everybody say like then you know like last year we were all
it's
saying
absolutely
like
absolutely terrible. I don't know where it's not so bad is coming from.
Well, I say it's not so bad because nobody's. Listen, do you remember what COVID was?
Because it's not killing as many fucking people.
Yeah, I just want everybody to remember that when COVID first came out, we first started doing these podcasts, we had stories about people who had COVID. They went to the hospital, maybe never to be seen again.
A lot of people are still about 1,200, 1,500 people a day are experiencing that. But yeah, to be honest with you, it's less of a tragedy now because a lot of them could have fucking prevented it.
Hold on. These are unvaccinated people. This is something we all worried about. Not only would you get sick and maybe die, your loved ones couldn't visit you and they couldn't even go to your funeral. We had a comedian on, I forget his name, who talked about it. It's like he went into the hospital. He thought he would never see anybody again. So that was what COVID was like then. This COVID is.
Yeah, but this, well, this you know,
it's quite COVID, different.
This yeah, COVID's well, a pussy.
Know, yeah, but
this,
co- this yeah, COVID but it, it's affecting everybody. And again, COVID mutates, obviously.
Factor effect.
So, there's so much goddamn uncertainty. And nobody, and they're 10 steps behind this goddamn virus. And it's hard to blame them in a way because this really fucking, I mean, this.
And Greg has a great point because it's mutate. Like now we can have a worse one. Like, right. Yeah, we have two.
Everybody's got it. We got to vaccinate the whole fucking world. The whole world has to get fucking
vaccinated. It's very hard to blame Joe Biden for this. It'd be so much easier to blame this exact same situation on Trump if he were president.
Well,
isn't it crazy that
Trump denied it even existed? If we get think about Trump, it would have magically disappeared by Easter, right. And we'd all be fucking injecting ourselves.
It would be so much easier.
Plus the fact that
there were no
tests when he was. Not only were there no COVID tests when he was fucking president, there was no toilet paper. So yeah. At least we have toilet paper.
If only Trump had been the one who didn't order all the rapid tests he promised 3 months ago. If only even Trump, who didn't order the masks that everybody needs, it would be so much easier.
You know what's interesting? That Trump and Biden is not in the searches, you know, at all. So last one, last category.
Yes, no one wants to talk about him.
Yeah, so last category is near me. People that search stuff that says near me. So obviously the first one, COVID vaccine, testing, movie, bar.
Unvaccinated maskless scumbag on the subway near me.
Escort services.
There is a massage place near me. I Googled that a couple of times, you know. So
the one that doesn't belong on there to me.
Wouldn't pornography be the number one search on most of these fucking searches? You would assume.
It should be. Yeah. All right. So the last question
is lying to you.
Google is lying. So last question is, what do you think you search the most in this year?
What have I searched the most?
All of you.
You don't have that, do you?
Now, what's that?
You don't have access to that, do you?
Maybe I do. Let's start with Noam. What did you search the most this year, in your opinion?
I don't think I searched the same thing. I don't think it works. I don't think the most searched thing works on an individual basis. You usually search everything one time. It only works
right.
With a
yeah,
big group of people.
Researching the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah. What's my number one search? Well, then it would have to be pornography. I guess if it's something we're doing over and over again.
Hold on.
All of us, is pornography's coming up.
And it was new pornography because you've had the old stuff. You want something new, like 2020, you know, 2021.
I've seen this. I know how it ends.
COVID testing role play, you know.
Big butts of the week.
3D porn. Yeah, I guess that's what we do. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
That's it?
That's it? That was quick.
Hey, yeah, Noam, are you going to be at the cellar on the underground this New Year's, or are you just going to stay home?
Who? Me?
Me or Noam?
Yeah, you going to be at the club?
I'm going to have a little New Year's party inside the shed outside the olive tree. And to get into that little gathering, you will have to take a rapid test. And then I will eat and drink, and then I'll put on my mask and I'll go into the club, but I'm not going to take my N100 mask off in the club. Now, listen, I don't want to get COVID, but really it's just an effort to keep my family healthy and my mother.
I got my layman's mask that I'm running with.
I think it's Noam can blame that nobody showed up to the party. It was like, nobody want to get tested. And it's like, no.
Getting tested's a fucking nightmare. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a fucking nightmare.
I like it now.
You know, that's why I took the past 2 weeks off, because I was exposed multiple times, and I just took the last 2 weeks off. I feel fine, and I'm boosted. I got boosted in December 1st, and I'll get back.
Are you going
to
be at the cellar on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I got the cellar and the underground and another.
We made it optional for maybe Liz, since I was exposed and I had to stay home for like 10 days. Maybe they changed it, but are you using other people's mics, or are you switching to your own mic?
I'm using whatever you guys usually have, you know, mics ready to go by the stage. I'm going to be doing that. I'm not bringing my own mic.
Right. But you switch out the mic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know where I was doing that before the pandemic. I know where half these hosts have been.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Love to see you again soon. Maybe New Year's Eve. We'll see. Stay safe.
Jay,
feel better, Jay.
Feel better, Jay.
Yeah, all right, we'll do it. Thank you so much. No, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
It was great. Ooh, that was interesting. That was great. Thank you, guys. Next, we have the legend himself, Colin Quinn. He have a million Netflix specials. You can watch all of them in Netflix. And Rich Voss. Two of the best comedians. You wanna get them in?
By the way, Mike, you're panned all the way to my left. I don't know. You're the only one coming out of just one side of the stereo mix. I don't know if it matters.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Voss is here.
Hey, hey Rich.
Yo. How's it going?
And the legend, Colin Quinn.
Hey, Colin.
The legend.
Hi, Rich,
looking good.
Oh, I hope you're talking to Voss.
What is that behind you, Voss?
Who, me? Oh, my. Sorry. It says party. What's that behind you?
The next my target? Huh? That's an easy one. Next target?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I think you said that last year.
I didn't say that last year. I don't repeat.
I'm sorry. This is my view. I have money. What can I do? You know, don't blame me. And by the way, party is not just a sign. I don't know if you know. We need people and celebration.
This is gonna.
That's
this
why
is
I turned it off.
I have a feeling this is gonna go well.
Exactly,
Colin. Great to see you. Where are you? New York.
Yeah, I'm in New York.
With your show.
I'm in New York.
All right, guys. How's your year? Let's start with Colin.
How was my year?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big question. Aren't we gonna go over each blow by blow thing?
Oh no, just in general.
My year was horrendous from beginning to end.
Ah,
nothing. Anybody had a good year this year? Nobody had a good year this year. My year
you,
was.
You wrote a new show, a hit show, new one.
My year was slightly better than Mario Cuomo's.
Rich, how about you?
Oh, it's so funny. Not funny. We were doing our podcast this morning, and we were recapping the year. And like Colin, like my wife had a great year. Career wise, and I'm thinking I'm going back in the.
She won an Emmy, right?
Yeah. She won an Emmy. And
congrats!
Whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, I'm thinking back. My career is just.
You had a great year too. Aren't you in Outlaw Garage right now? aren't you an American Chopper?
So I guess I should put a shirt on. I was going to go work out, but it's so hot in the basement here. So. Anyhow, we're doing this podcast, and my wife goes, well, I mean, you went to Skankfest. You had fun there, right? So, well, yeah, I mean, that's not the highlight of my year. It was just a regular year when it came to work. Then my wife goes, well, and I didn't even say this. She goes, well, you had a granddaughter 3 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, shit. And I completely, like, I talked about when I was in a hospital a month ago or whatever. And I go, oh, my God. And I felt horrible. did I? I didn't go. So my year was great. I have a granddaughter.
There you go. You see?
You know, and business-wise, things are moving forward in other things we're doing in the business that takes forever. But
you got a mouse in your pocket? Was that we? Things are moving forward for Bonnie. Things for you are what they call stagnant.
What do you think the trophy shelf look in your house? Like, is it like more like Bonnie versus Rich, or you mix it together?
No, first of all, we don't have a trophy shelf. Yeah,
I
have
mean, she does. I know you don't, but.
Well, yeah, all this. I thought I didn't prepare for this.
I didn't prepare for this either. It's just like Rich is like, it's so funny when they talk to other comics, they're like so, you know, obviously Rich is an amazing comedian and everybody's so scared of him because he's like so fast. But to me, he's always been so nice, you know, since day one. And it's like when people don't know him, like, you know, he can kill you with a joke, obviously. But you've been nice to me since day one. So that's your fault.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, this isn't really, this isn't really a comedy type setting. Sure, so yeah. This is
no, but I mean, even in
America,
table,
what's that?
Even in the table, like at the Comedy Cellar table, you're always like, you know, but anyway, so
he's nice to you because he figures you'll take it easy on his relatives one day when you catch him on the West Bank.
That's what I've, you know, and
you have a granddaughter now.
My neighbor's Palestinian, my neighbor. Mm-hmm. So like late at night, once a month, I wake up and I sneak and I move his fence 6 inches closer to his house.
Was that based on a true story?
No, well, my neighbor is Palestinian.
It is. We didn't sneak.
All right, so I have top 10 national news that happened this year. What do you guys think?
According to who?
According to Google, not to
Whoa.
Me. There you go. So it's not me. It's not my news. I don't write them. You know, the first three, obviously, about Trump. Number one was January 6th, the storm in the Capitol, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What nothing major on that, right? Can you believe that? Can you believe that's been a year?
No, it's not. Eight more days. But I think, like I said earlier today, people are, I guess, getting what they deserve. I don't know. It's, you know.
I mean, to me, from outside perspective, I never saw this in the United States. Like, you see other countries have all this, and the states will be like, please allow people to express themselves, don't use power, all this. Sure. And then it happens here, you know? And then all this happened.
But how about the fact that they broke in and then they didn't know what to do once they got in there? I mean, that's like, that reminds me of Boss, his first 10 years when he got on stage.
See, I was going to say that same thing about what do you call it, Colin, but I don't want the people in the background at whatever home he's at to hear me attacking him because that's not nice. I'm not here to try to tear that old man down to build me up. I don't need to do that. I don't need to point the finger and point three back at me. I just sit here and you know, enjoy the moment that I get to spend with Colin, Gnome, and fucking Mushy, you know what I mean, and you. This is beautiful, you know.
I like Mushy. How he didn't know how to say my name, so he just said you.
I said
I've never said my name in 25 years.
No, Colin doesn't have enough people in his show to storm the stage. two people can't really storm. That's a heavy wind.
But Colin had a great point. It's like after they got in, they didn't know really what to do. But Norm, any thoughts on that before we move to number two, since the guy's on fire?
On the storming of the Capitol?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not our finest moment. I think it's a little bit overblown, only in the sense that it was not the real threat to democracy. They could still be in the Capitol occupying it. It wouldn't have made Trump any more likely to be president. They could have kidnapped the president. They could have kidnapped Biden. I mean, it doesn't affect the power. What really did happen is that Trump put real pressure on the vice president and on some other officials to play games with procedures which until now had been considered mere formalities. And he exposed risky cracks in our system that no one in, had ever exposed before, because it takes bad faith to expose them. And that was really, that's really serious, you know. And Pence had said in his letter to Pelosi that Trump pressured him to exceed his constitutional authority. But inexplicably, they chose to impeach him over this speech he gave on January 6th that they said caused the riot. The riot was a bunch of idiots, right? Like Colin said, but it's actually a deep insight, is that they didn't even know what to do when they got in there, because they never expected to get in there. They never really thought that they could get in there.
So yeah.
It's kind of like we're paying all that attention to the January 6th thing when that's really not the dangerous thing that happened. But anyway, that's my feeling about it.
Well, but I mean, people did die during that, you know.
Yeah, no, and nobody cares about that. The only person who died was one of the people who went in and got shot. Like, we're so against police shooting people, but all of a sudden this one was, it's all right. They shot this poor, right? Wasn't it a woman?
Yeah, yeah.
An unarmed woman got shot.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But in this situation, I don't know, you know. You know, it's not just an unarmed woman got shot. You sound like...
Unarmed woman.
Unarmed woman got shot. Yeah, you sound like the Israeli news. You don't say the whole story. You just like, unarmed woman got shot. She was probably in a, you know, attacking somebody. Somebody felt danger. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, like every... Listen, you're like the... But it's like compared to like the guy who got shot when he was about to... When he had a taser in his hand, pointed at a cop and was about to shoot. Isn't that what happened? Wasn't that how Kenosha started? That was the other one. The guy who grabbed a knife and was about to, you know, go at the cop. These shootings are considered beyond the pale.
It's different people. It's against different people. Different people. Humans are different. They react differently, you know.
I can't. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure what you meant by that, but when you say humans that react differently, is that because of it was a woman? I know how you Arabs are about that.
look how now I'm enjoying this.
She wasn't driving.
Look, personally, I am.
She wasn't driving.
I don't want the cops to shoot people. But on the other hand, you know, when you are putting the cop in a situation where they have to make a split second decision, if the cop makes the wrong split second decision, I feel like you shouldn't have put him in that situation. You know, I'm very reluctant to put a cop in a situation where it's like, okay, these are the choices. Either I'm going to die or this person is going to die or I'm going to go to jail. Like, and he has to decide all that in a tenth of a second.
Sure.
You know, I'm sympathetic to the cop on these situations, as opposed to like when the cop shoots an unarmed person running away in the back. That's a murder to me. But these other things are not that. But go ahead.
All right, let's go to number two.
Yeah.
Twitter suspended Trump.
That was this year?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
January 8th. I mean, I miss him. Wasn't his tweet the best?
Yeah.
I always wanted, when I was young, a president that would go after a female soccer player on Twitter. That's what I wanted out of my leader, and to attack a 16-year-old autistic girl.
But here's the ultimate question. Is Trump less or more likely to get the nomination in 2024 as being on Twitter or off Twitter? Did they do him a favor or not?
They did him a favor. He hangs himself every day with his stupid tweets and they're keeping him quiet. He almost looks like he's irrational.
Yeah, I think he's probably right.
Haven't you heard about like fake accounts? Like, can he do another one? Is like not real Donald Trump and people follow? Like, they, you know, he can do another account if he wants to.
Yeah, not fake accounts don't have 15 million followers.
No, but like if you say as you a joke, I'm not really Donald Trump, it's him. 15, how many? He had, I think, 80 million.
Well, it's not just the followers, is that he gets picked up in the press. And you know.
Yeah, right. And half of them are just people enjoying his tweets.
But Noam's right. They did him the favor of a lifetime.
I think they might
have. No, for sure. Because now people will be like, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, people are going to think he's, like, rational.
I think he's going to be too old and beaten down to run. And you think he... He has the energy, and he's. You think he's going to run again? I don't think he's going to.
I mean, do you have the energy for Uncle Vinny's on New Year's Eve? I don't know.
Yes, yes. The money I'm making, I have the energy to do it every New Year's Eve. I have the energy to walk there.
Trump is how old?
I think 74, right?
Trump is 75 now, so he'll be 78 when he.
No, but he's going to be 76 when he makes the decision.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, so like at that age, you know, anything can happen. If he has the energy that he seems to have now, I think he'd clearly want to run. He'll be younger or about the age that Biden was when Biden ran. So why not? He's yeah. definitely got more stamina than Biden.
Yeah, Biden's 79 right now. So
yeah. Biden's 79. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we just need. Somebody more. I don't know. I don't want to get into all this politics. Somebody young. Somebody like a Kennedy. I don't know. Clinton. Barack.
Trump would be a disaster. I'm not advocating that he runs. But I wouldn't count on him not running. That's all I'm saying.
It would. What would be a disaster?
Trump. We don't need another Trump again. My God.
No.
We also don't need Kamala Harris.
No, not at all.
But who do we need? We all know everybody sucks. Who would you get in an ideal world? Who would you guys pick to be president?
Honestly, if I was, you know, if I get to vote, I will do this like the Middle East election every 75 years. And you guys just rest. We don't have to talk about it. We don't have to debate, you know, just, you know, the election in the Middle East is between one person and God. If he dies, then you know.
I don't know who I would support, but I will make the following observation. The people who adamantly supported Hillary Clinton and the people who adamantly supported Mitt Romney cannot even remember what it is they disagreed about anymore.
Right.
Politics has changed so much. I would vote for anybody within the Hillary Clinton to Mitt Romney space, period. Sight unseen.
Yeah, you're right.
The question is, are we going to get somebody beyond that on the right and beyond that on the left? And that's an impossible choice. I'll go with the person to the right of that before the person to the left of that, unless it's Trump.
Before, even Hillary Clinton, when she was running the past few times she ran, all the people on the left started attacking her for being anti-crime in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because
she's immigration.
Super predator. Yeah. So I'm saying, nobody, the country's being held hostage by the left and right extremists. And that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You need somebody in the middle who's strong. You know what I mean?
Somebody energetic. Bernie Sanders.
No.
Do we have any doubt that if Bloomberg were president right now, he'd be on top of this COVID thing much more than Joe Biden? I mean, he'd be in there asking tough questions, analyzing, sure. You know, we're just choosing the wrong leaders.
Bloomberg, yeah, but Bloomberg showed up at that debate. First of all, he's so short to begin with. But second of all, he showed up and he was such a weird dud that it, like, I really loved him. And then he's like, so strange. I was like, ugh. Yeah. You gotta bring that, even if it's unfair, you gotta bring something. You can't be up there with that weird person. And he's mugging the whole time.
Isn't it clear that the smoke-filled rooms.
And you would think with his money, he can buy somebody to like an acting coach or a comedian to write for him or something.
Yeah,
you know?
He could have.
Yeah. All right, number three in the list. Biden is the 46th and Kamala Harris is the vice first. First woman to be vice president, history. Do you guys remember? I just saw this, but it's crazy. Do you know what President Ford said when they asked him if they're ever going to be a woman president?
No.
What?
It's crazy, Mike. You have it. It's like he's predicting the future. Play it after a minute, please. So pass a minute.
Give a young lady wanting to become president of the United States.
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become president of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. and the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president.
That's good enough, Mike. Do you believe that?
That's like a club owner talking about the headliner in the middle.
To a little girl.
To a little girl. Yes, you'll headline a club. when the prop act dies. These are the school. These are the kids.
This is crazy, though. You know, and this is not too long ago. He actually said that. It's crazy.
It was 1989. By the way,
what about Kamala Harris with that? I tell you, with that, she's got that laugh like she's got the bunny on the stove.
Oh.
I didn't realize she was a psycho until I saw that interview. The guy goes, "Have you been to the border?" And she's so not used to being challenged by anybody. She goes, "Ha ha 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 ha."
She's horrible.
Yeah, she is horrible. We've been saying that in the show way before.
What's that?
I said we've been saying that in the show way before. Her record is just crazy. Way before she was, you know. Okay, so let's go. Number five was,
and I find Biden to be nice enough. I don't have any like horrible hatred of Biden. By the way, I just don't think he's up to the job. But I think he's nice enough. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, number five was the Delta variant just happened when it happened back then.
Yeah.
Did you guys think like, oh shit, or you're like, whatever?
Look, all of this, it's either gonna stop or just keep disrupting our lives. It doesn't.
That's a brilliant statement, Rich.
No,
either
I mean,
gonna it's stop just... or it's gonna continue.
I didn't say I was. But it doesn't matter what variant it is, what Omicron, whatever variant. That's not, what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter. Oh, either we go back to as normal as we can, or we just keep canceling stuff, stopping masks, this, that. So it doesn't, I'm not saying, obviously, it's just, whatever variant it is, it's just horrible, especially for entertainers. Not especially, for entertainers. I was supposed to go to New York the other night. I didn't go. I'm not going to sit, you know, whatever.
Oh, Colin got Delta, right? You got Delta, Colin.
I got Delta, yeah. I got Delta. I've had COVID twice, and even with the booster and everything else, I even got the infusion, you know, because I'm eligible because of the heart attack. So I got the infusion, you know what I mean?
Regeneron.
Yeah, Regeneron.
So, did you have any brain fog or anything like that?
Well, I was getting
Who are you talking to? Because that can apply to all of us.
No, when you had COVID, did you have any, that's what scares me is the brain fog.
I started getting really weird, but then Regeneron changed the whole game for me. It turned it around.
That's what Trump said.
You know?
Yeah. So I think Rich summed it up best. It's either we're going to continue or we're not, you know?
I think so.
Thank you.
And then he said that six different ways for the next 45 seconds.
Thank you.
All right, number six, Andrew Cuomo steps down or resigned. What do you guys think of that? We had one of the victims in the podcast. Before
you did,
yeah.
Wow,
we had before she said she was a victim.
She did mention him a little bit, but she didn't say it in the show. But yeah,
Lindsay Boylan, that's her name, Boylan. Yeah,
but
what did he do to? Was that the one he squeezed her face at the place?
I think he said he wanted to play strip poker with her. I don't know. He tried to kiss her. Who knows?
But this is what's so sad. That here's a guy with no game. He's supposed to be like the governor. And he's like, hey, you want to play strip poker? It always disappoints you. Like that these guys, if they were up front, it would be a whole different ballgame. But it's almost like the women are like disgusted by his like sneaking around instead of being like, hey, listen, I like you. I'd like to hang out with you. Yeah. You know what I mean? They have these weird. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't even have to do that. All he has to do is make eye contact for a second longer than you normally would, and she'll get the message, and she'll come to you. She would come to him if she wanted him.
Or but not.
You tried that a lot. You tried that a lot. It didn't work.
What if he really wanted to play strip poker?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He's this guy was a sex symbol. He's such a jackass, right?
It's a sad world when this guy has less game than Ray Allen. Ray Allen's not the guy. And no girl's ever complained about him. And look at the way he is.
And I mean, I never understood somebody, if you don't have a nice body, why would you want to like do strip work? Or like why you would choose or pick another game that involves clothes right. Still stays on, you know?
Colin, you answer that.
Well, you do card counting.
And so that's just Andrew Cuomo, not Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo came later.
Right now we're talking about Andrew Cuomo.
I mean, that's why Colin's joking about Mario Cuomo had the worst year. It's so funny to me because both his sons.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, that was the sad part, was Chris and Andrew.
But Andrew was a good leader, though.
He took his brother down. It's like the Brennan brothers all over again.
But he was handling COVID good, you think? He was pretty good, in my opinion.
Terrible.
He was bad. What do you mean? He killed all the old people at the
except that.
Except
he
that.
Had a, he had a good.
Okay, fine. Colin, thanks. Point made. Damn it.
he didn't do anything well in COVID except that he had a good manner and he was comforting, which is part of the job as a leader, you know.
Yeah. But also, for the first time ever, a leader, instead of groveling to people, was going, here's the way it is. And it's so refreshing to see, as Hatem will tell you, a strong man in charge of a place that tells you what's going on.
Here's That's the way why, it you is. Know,
we make fun of the King Farouks and the, you know...
I'd despite everything I know about him, I'd vote for him for president over most of the Democrats.
Who?
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, I thought he said King. Yeah.
I mean, he's a dickhead, but, you know.
But you kind of need that.
Yeah, you kind of need that.
Yeah. All right, next one is September 11th. It was 20-year anniversary, you know. So there is like people in the army now that did not.
Got a Freudian slip. You said December 11th.
September 11th.
September.
September 11th. It was,
Turn it up.
It was 20 years anniversary for the original September 11th, which means there's a whole generation that didn't witness it or know anything about it. You know?
That's called your people.
Yeah.
And no, for me, I don't get hate looks as much as I used to, especially from the young generation, because they don't know the whole story. But, you know.
It did get Hood out of the business.
Actually, it did get him into the business.
No.
But so 20 years. So it was the first time that people in the army that fighting a war, especially in Afghanistan, that they weren't born when they were.
These
are you guys not saying question. Anything for these my feelings? You're expressing my feeling. You can say whatever you want.
I still can't believe my father told Hood to go on stage right after September 11th to do his bomb routine.
Unbelievable.
I think the best one was Hood's story. I think I said it before, but you know when we had a show in the boat ride, and he told me that he's coming with the fake bomb thing to do a show, and told me make sure to tell security, and I didn't. And so I'm like, watch this guy. And so, and the security don't even work at the cellar, so I didn't even know him.
For the listeners, Hood was a Persian? What was he?
Persian, yeah.
Persian comic. He used to do a bit where the fake suicide belt on prior to September 11th. And he went on a few days after September 11th and tried the same bit.
Oh. You would go on before September 11th and open it up, and the explosives in the whole audience would laugh.
Yeah.
And then right after September 11th, Manny goes, do it. Hood's like, I don't know, Manny. He goes, do it. And the whole crowd's like, you know, his wife was from Afghanistan.
Yeah. Well, just to give Manny credit, maybe he thought the end of Hood should be on the stage, like to die in the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? Like people should attack him and kill him honorably on the stage. You know?
The funniest thing Hood ever said was right at that time, somebody, I don't remember who was, asked him about, are you going to do your bomb routine? And totally deadpan, he says, why? Did something happen?
Well, you know, Hood was also, he worked in the World Trade Center. He was late for work that day, but he, no, but he really was. He goes, I was 20 minutes away. He was on his way to work. He would have died.
I mean, everybody kind of have this, like in New York, everybody, like half of the people were supposed to be there. Right. And the other half were like first responders. So we don't know, because if you're New Yorker, either one, you try to be one of those, you know. Yeah. Oh, I was first responder. I was like, I was almost there.
You had a couple of people.
He was not Muslim, by the way. Sorry, Colin.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was saying that you had a couple of people you said that were like, they were second substitutes, right? For the 21st, 22nd.
I was standby. No, I said Norm was doing something in Boston on American.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. He was doing something on American. All right, so last one. This is my favorite. Trump told Netanyahu, fuck you, for congratulating Biden for winning.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I get the feeling that's not in the Google top 10. That's in a Hot Temp top 10.
Oh, no. This is extra. Yeah, this is what I Google. But isn't it like, this is the one thing, like, as much as I hate Trump and I, like, don't want him to be president, never want him, but these things, it's just like, you say, fuck, you really want to be a guy like this. It just, like, speaks his mind.
Right. Well, especially in today's world where everybody's so afraid to say anything, you know what I mean? That's the one quality he has that's not horrible, you know?
Yeah.
That he says what's on his mind. Unfortunately, what's on his mind is not too bright, you know?
And just to answer the question from before, who should run for president? Isn't the answer right in front of us, right here on the show?
Who?
Nope. You.
I went for president.
No one's going to charge $20 cover to drink minimum for every American.
I want Mushy Mike's going to be my vice president.
Who?
Latino vice president.
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
As long as Voss is your press secretary.
Colin, so who's going to be in your cabinet? Who else? What would you give Norm?
What's that?
What would you give Norm?
I would make him the secretary of defense, I guess, because, you know.
Defense?
Nah, yeah. He's too smart for that.
That's a military thing.
I would give him chief of staff.
What about
chief of staff, stupid?
No.
Now Liz should be chief.
That job.
Oh.
Liz is.
I'd make you chief. Oh, Liz, chief of staff.
Liz, what about chief Keith?
Who would be your foreign policy advisor or secretary?
Well, I mean, for different parts of the world, it would have to be different people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could, for foreign policy advisor, who's the most, well, maybe Russell Peters, since he's traveled to the most countries.
Yeah. I would have Bobby as the White House chef.
Oh,
he could be your food taster.
What about Greer Barnes for foreign policy?
Oh, Greer Barnes is great.
He's been all over the damn world.
Yeah, just pregnant leaders around the world.
Yeah. Well, I think the answer is right here, Colin. Do it. We're all behind you.
I'm ready.
We're all behind you. Well, guys, thank you so much. I mean, you could stay as long as you want, obviously, but I know you have a lot to do.
We're only one of many.
But, you know, you're more important, especially going to be the next president. But Happy New Year. And are you guys going to be, where are you going to be this New Year's Eve?
Music to his ears.
I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. On New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And then I got coming up in Colorado Springs, Las Vegas.
You just asked New Year's Eve. You didn't ask about Colorado Springs.
And and you notice two
Colin, what about you?
Show.
I hope your Colorado Springs gig ends like The Shining.
When are you going to bring your show back to New York?
Me?
Yeah, The Last Hope.
I'm playing around. I'm changing the whole thing now.
What, you're going to get somebody else in it?
What's Uncle Vinny's? Am I supposed to know what Uncle Vinny's is?
No, it's in Point Pleasant. It's a small comedy club in Point Pleasant. It's a small, everybody works there. It's just a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually, it's, you know, it's bring your own, what is it, booze? I mean, liquor.
Yeah, bring your own booze.
And,
kind of a fun. Yeah.
Oh, I know that place. It's bring your own comedy.
Oh. You should you should strap yourself around Hood's waist.
All right, guys.
Good night, Colin. Thank you, Colin. Thank you. That was awesome. Rich, you can stay if you like.
Only for a few more minutes. I just want you to notice that 2/3 of the show I put my shirt on because I just came in from, you know, the workout room and put it on because I wanted not to disrespect this show in any way.
You're amazing. But seriously, you can stay as long as we love having you. You're like...
Who's coming up next?
Amazing. So next we have... Mike, you ready? We have CNN Harry Anton and comedian Boris Hyken and comedian John Laster.
No, I'm going to run. It was good to see you guys. Have a good.
He owes one of the money.
I don't want to step on anybody else's time. And I just.
You were listening to Live from America podcast. To contact us, please go to www.livefromamericapodcast.com. Brought to you by the Comedy Cellar and Rethink Production.